So we continue Siman Shin Tzadi Beis of Aleph, and we discussed that if you have the Irsha Rabim, a startup is the Irsha Rabim, whether it's currently still Irsha Rabim or eventually got sold to a Yochid, and has two entrances to come in out of the city, one from one side, one from the other side, so they cannot be Mishtata from the Arab, the whole city together, they have to leave over some part, you have one bias, one chatzar, it's not part of the Shituf. If the other part that they left over is not just the Yochid, but rather it's a group of people, they'll make their own Shituf, but the two Shitufim cannot be merged with each other. Similarly, the Machaber says another option is each Mavi can make his own Shittum of Vais and not connect with each other. And that's the biggest way of leaving over part that's not part of the Shittuf. Because Klapi, each Mavi, it sees the rest of the Mavis as not being part of itself. Now the Mav says, how do you separate between the different Mavis? How do you separate between the small part you're leaving over from the rest of the city? If you're doing that Mahalach, that way of doing it, so you have to put two Pasen of two Mashurin, and with more Tanamis, you have to have Tzuris of Pesach. Sif Beis, the Machaber says, you have the Irsha Rabim that has one Pesach on one side, and the other side doesn't have another Pesach to the other city. There's a ladder they used to climb to the top of the wall and climb down a ladder to the other side of the wall of the city. Is this considered like a second Pesach? And now you cannot be Ma'arav Mishtat of those city together. So the Mechaber says, no, that's not considered a second Pesach. Mishnah Berurah explains, even though we handle the place as Sulam, the ladder can be considered a Pesach Lekula, but not Lechumra over here. And if we do not have to leave any part over, that's not part of the big Shittah of the city. And even if you make many ladders next to each other, up to 10 Amos, the Mishnah Berurah says, even more 10 Amos, even if the whole wall, the whole side of the city has ladders on it, the ladder is not Lechumra. You can say the second Pesach. Machaber says there's two Pesachim and two opposite sides of the cities. So now you should not be allowed to start the whole city together because consider Yerusha Rabim is two Pesachim. You have to leave something over. It's not part of the big sheet of the city. There's an ash, there's a garbage dump in front of one of them, which makes it not so practical to use. Mr. Burr says not there for people to go there. Especially, he says, talking about a public ash, but not a private ash, but a public garbage dump. So then, it's considered like only one Pesach. And now you could be Ma'arav, you could be start the whole city together. However, Mr. Burr says to clean up that garbage dump. Now it's considered again like it's two psalchim, and then you cannot mishtatif ma'arav the whole city together. In Sif Gimel, the Mechaber discuss, I'm sorry, what type of house do you have to leave over for the shir, for the leftover house that's not part of the shittif for the whole city when you have this big Irsha Rabim. So the Mechaber says, even the house leaving over does not have a direct entrance to the regular streets, its back is to the regular streets of the city, and its front is to outside the city, so really it couldn't have been probably mishtatif with everyone anyway, even if it's only one house. Even to base a bulk, a base a tevin, a storage facility, a place where animals stay, which doesn't have to be part of Eif Chatzer, Shtub, and Vais. Anyway, still use that for a share. Mr. Brewer says, even on submission item, we said that these places, these types of houses, do have to participate in Eif Chatzer. It's only when eating there. Here discussed, no one's eating there, and it's just for storage or something like that. So you would think that since it does not need Eif Chatzer, it cannot work as the share, as the part we're leaving over, as a hecker, as not part of the Shtub, and Vais of the city. No, anybody, even facing towards the outside of the city, even to base a bulk, a base a tevin, that can be considered the share. What's left over from the city. Only thing Mishnah Berurah is something about is if a Goyish house counts as a shir. He says, that's a chalik to the Pesach. Mishnah Berurah does not give a clear achra, does not give a clear answer about that. The Sharetzini brings in many different Pesach. I've done this, Rishayim and Achrenim, that does not have a clear answer. Now, interesting, Mishnah Berurah points out that it seems that the Olam was no Yitimekel, even Yish Rabim. They made a full Shittuf on the whole city. They did not make separate voice, separate Shittufim, and they did not live over a shir a little, but that's not part of the Shittuf voice, even though they said, Baruch Hashem. That's not considered Rabim, unless you have Shishriboy, unless you have 600,000 people. And that they didn't typically have in the cities, and that's a Semachan, that city is not called Isha Rabim. The Sharetzion brings to the Rabbah, and the Rabbah says that he already mentioned elsewhere with the Apostle like Rashi, that you need Shishriboy to be Isha Rabim. So he says that maybe the reason is because they're making Semachan about the Akam and Goyish house to say the Shir, which we said Mr. Burr was something about. The Rabbah says maybe the Minig was to make one of the other either people make on the Goyish houses. Or the Yemekel, it's not called Irsha Rabim without 600,000 people, like we know much of Klaius or Semachan, all the generations. And therefore, it seems that Elam is not to Yemekel on the whole din over here of the Sifim of leaving over a Shir as not part of the Erev of the big city.